to the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. If you're ready for a dose of inspiration and insight, then you've come to the right place. My name is Victoria Maskell, and I'm a psychotherapist, mindset coach, and positivity practitioner. I help women just like you to have their own Cinderella stories and transform their mindsets to make their dreams a reality. So if you're a coach, an entrepreneur, or just looking to up-level your life, then this is the podcast for you. I'm going to be talking all things money mindset, manifesting your dream life, and how to use your subconscious to achieve anything you set your mind to. I'm going to be filling these podcast episodes with stories and inspiration for you, things to make you smile, feel supported, and get ready to crush your goals and manifest your dreams. There is no such thing as a coincidence in life. So just by listening to this podcast, you are one step closer to making your dream life, business, and mindset a reality. So if you're ready for today's dose of positivity and prosperity, then let's dive in. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. And today's episode is all about abundance, prosperity, manifestation. And I wanted to do today's episode because I notice lots of people making the same mistakes when it comes to manifesting money. And a lot of the questions I get are about money, abundance, people who are following certain books or teachings around manifestation, but they're really struggling when it comes to actually manifesting money. And I want to start this episode with a little story. Now, if you follow me on Instagram, you may have seen this in my Instagram stories. If you're not following me, then come and join the party at victoria.maskell. I give loads of extra tips and little kind of exciting manifestation stories on my Instagram. So if you're not already following me, I would love you to come and join the family. I'll leave the links in the show notes for this episode. So if you want to just click and find me on Instagram, that's how you can do it. So obviously, I am a manifestation, law of attraction, mindset coach, and I wanted to show you this to show that I do practice what I preach. Now, I won't mention any specific companies or anything like that, but let's just say I received a rather large, unexpected bill last week. And my first reaction was like, what? This isn't right. This is not fair. This is so unjust. I've got to complain. And then I caught myself because I was like, right, hang on a second, Victoria. If you're thinking like this, if you're thinking, you know, you've got to make a complaint and this is unfair and this is a silly amount of money, then what are you manifesting? What vibration are you in? What is your point of attraction if that's how you're feeling? So that was my first thing. I was like, right, just take a second. The second thing I had to remind myself is I've got plenty of money to pay it. That is not a problem. It's absolutely fine. It will get paid, but I knew that I could manifest the money to pay it so that it felt like it was being covered. That actually, it's hard to explain, almost like it felt like I wasn't paying it, if that makes sense. So I got about, you know, got out of rather that kind of negativity, that this isn't fair, that initial gut reaction. And I literally just said to myself, well, I followed a few steps that I'll talk about a bit later, but the main thing I said to myself was, it's fine. It's going to get paid. Absolutely fine. And then I let go. I just didn't even think about it. And today in the post, I received an unexpected check and I looked at it and I went, and there's the money. There is the money for that bill. It's covered. It's manifested. And it can literally be as easy as that. So I wanted to start this episode with a little manifesting story specifically related to money, because that is exactly how it can happen. When you get really good at manifesting, when you know the exact steps to follow, it's so, so easy. Because let's just remember, we are manifesting 24/7. When I talk about learning to manifest, really what I'm talking about is learning to manifest what you want rather than what you don't want. Because every single second that we're awake, that we're aware, that we're conscious, we are manifesting. It's like gravity. We can't turn it on or off. But when I talk about learning manifestation or learning formulas, I'm talking about switching things up so that you start manifesting money that you want rather than bills that you don't want. Or you start manifesting opportunities or people or relationships or happiness rather than feeling in lack, hating your job, or, you know, just having poor connections with people, or just manifesting experiences that stress you. So today's episode, I want to talk about the big money manifesting mistakes. I want to talk about the mistakes that I see so many people making that often people ask me questions about, or maybe if I'm coaching in my groups or in my one-to-one sessions, these are the things that I spot. And actually, probably back in the day, these were exactly the things I was doing. I can think of one example specifically where what I'm going to talk about is literally me. I was doing that, and that is why I wasn't getting the results. And it wasn't until I developed this formula and I developed these specific ways of manifesting that literally it all changed. And I really want to share that with you today, because I know that money is such an important topic. Does money make you happy? No. But does money give you freedom, give you opportunities, give you choices? Yes. And I really want to break down this idea that it's greedy to want money, because I can't remember who I was talking to. Someone was talking to me a couple of days ago, and they were talking about, it was one of my friends. She came over at the weekend and she was talking about this misconception of, you know, rich people being, I was about to say a swear word, I'm not going to swear because I know my audience might not necessarily be wanting to hear swear words. as in, she was talking about rich people, this misconception of them necessarily not being very nice. And it's so true. It is a complete misconception that money makes you greedy, nasty, rude, evil. If you are all of those things, money's just going to amplify that. But if you're a kind, caring, responsible, positive person, money just allows you to do more of that and be more of that and have more opportunities to be caring, to support other people. It's who you are as a person that affects how you use money. So let's just break that down to start off with, and let's get rid of any limitations, any negative beliefs around it's greedy to want money or that we shouldn't talk about money, because money is amazing. Okay, let's just sit in that energy that money is amazing. Okay, so there are three main money mistakes that I see people making, that I get questions about, and that I was probably making back in the day as well. And the first big money mistake is focusing on the how. Now, the how is not your job, but when we try and manifest money, we zone in, we focus in on the fact that it often has to come in one particular way. And a lot of the time, this is because we aren't open to other opportunities. So maybe if you're in a 9-to-5, you're thinking, well, number one, you might actually be thinking, well, I can't manifest money because I have a fixed salary or a fixed hourly rate, or I can only take on a certain number of clients. So therefore, I cannot manifest anymore. So number one, that is focusing on the how, and that's making the mistake of only seeing money as a channel that can come through your job, or only seeing money as being able to come in a fixed way through your salary or through a certain amount of clients that you can take on. And what happens is when we focus on the how, so let's say you are needing to manifest £1,000, for example, or $1,000. If you are saying, I am going to manifest this through fill in the blank, whatever that thing is, you're focusing on the how. And part of the problem with this is it often brings up doubt. So let's say you said, I am going to manifest $1,000 through selling my products through social media. Okay, that could be an example. You're focusing on the how, but what often then happens is self-doubt creeps in and you start saying things like, oh, but I've never done this before, so why am I going to do it now? Or you might say, but I see so many people trying to sell things on social media and they don't seem to be making huge amounts of money, so why can I? Or you might even start going down the rabbit hole of, I don't have a big enough following, I don't have enough engagement, it's not possible, no one wants to buy my products, I'm not special, I'm not unique, blah, 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 blah. Huge amounts of self-doubt comes up. And then if you think of your vibrational scale, you're going to be right back down that ladder. And in terms of wanting to manifest the money, you're not going to be in the right vibration. You're not going to be in the right headspace. And it all comes through that focusing on the how. It's like we put blinkers on and we say we can only manifest through this one particular way. And this doesn't have to be just related to money, remember. This could be manifesting opportunities or people or, you know, cars or relationships or whatever it is. When we focus on the how, it's like we put blinkers on, and then as a result, we miss opportunities. It's like the universe is saying to us, okay, well, here are five different ways that you could manifest this money. But if you are so focused on it will only come through your product sales through social media, you literally filter out those opportunities. Your reticular activating system, your inner PA, is kind of being told, no, only focus on social media, only focus on product sales on social media. So it says, okay then, there are all these other opportunities out there, but you've told me that they are not important, that this is the sole way we're going to manifest this money, and that's where we go wrong. We miss out. We don't open our emails. We don't go to that event. We don't talk to someone about what we do. Because let's say you do have a physical business, or you do sell physical products, let's say it's that, and you are so focused that you're going to manifest this £1,000 or $1,000 through selling these products on Instagram. Now, imagine if you opened your mind up to other possibilities. And imagine if someone, I don't know, contacted you, sent you an email and said, I'd love to talk to you about a collaboration opportunity. Now, if you're so focused on manifesting this money purely through product sales, you might ignore that email, or you might sit on that email and just be like, oh, it's not a priority. I've got to get on Instagram. I've got to be talking about my products. You're closing yourself off to that opportunity. And for all you know, that person could be sending you an email saying, I'd love to do a collaboration. I'd love to pay you $1,000 for your knowledge. I'd love to work with you one-to-one. I'd love to be a consultant for you. You just don't know. But when we focus on the how, we put the blinkers on and we just ignore those possible opportunities. The same thing if you were wanting to manifest, I don't know, a particular job or an opportunity. You might say, right, well, I need to work for this company, so I'm going to wait and I'm going to manifest an opportunity for them. Well, when you're so focused on that how, you might miss other companies, other opportunities. It could almost be, you know, you're at your office, you're in your place of work, and you don't hear someone saying about a job they've heard in another company because your reticular activating system has been programmed to think that that's not important. When actually, when we open our minds up to the possibilities of how we can manifest money, we open up our visibility, if you like, to actually seeing these and then taking the action we need to take. So this big first money manifesting mistake, is all to do with how we focus on the how. So, to overcome this, if this is you, if you think you might be guilty of this, what I want you to do is I want you to get a pen and a piece of paper. That's the old school way. I suppose you could type this on the notes in your phone or in an email or whatever. What I want you to do is I want you to make a list of all, and I literally mean all the possible ways that money could come into your life. So really go to town with this. Yes, it could come through your job. It could come through a promotion. It could come through clients. It could come through product sales. It could come through some form of inheritance. It could come through a refund. It could come through you finding a check that you forgot to cash. It could come through a lottery win. It could come in so many different ways. And I just want you to be so open to that. So put your kind of mindset back to as if you were a small child. Make this list of every possible way. Could you sell something? Have you got something in your house that you just think, I don't know why I've still got that chair or those clothes or that pair of shoes. I never wear them. They're just sitting there gathering dust. Could you put them on a website and sell them? Could there be someone that really wants that antique that you don't even really like? Be totally open to money manifesting in so many different ways. Okay, so that was the first money mistake. Now, the second mistake, now this was definitely me. I can 100% resonate with this one. I think I've told the story on this podcast before, but the second big money mistake is needing it. Okay, second big money mistake is needing money. Now, you might be thinking, well, Victoria, that's totally ridiculous. Of course, if I'm listening to this podcast, I need money, I want to manifest money. So it's not about it being bad to need money, it's about the energy and the beliefs that come up when we feel that we need money. So often people come to me and say, Victoria, I need to manifest X amount of money, or I need to have more clients or more sales, or I need that promotion because, and then they might say something like, I need to pay off a credit card, or I've got debt, or I've got my bills are increasing, or I need to book this holiday or this event or whatever it is. Now, it doesn't matter how much money, and it doesn't matter the reason why. What matters is the fact that we're saying we need it. Now, when we say need, what are we actually saying? We're saying that we are lacking in something. We're saying that we don't have something. And remember, what we focus on manifests in our reality. So every time we're saying, I need more money, I need more clients, I need more fill in the blank, all we're really saying is, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough clients, I don't have enough fill in the blank. And what we focus on manifests. And often with this, and this is where I totally resonate, often it comes with heightened emotions. So I won't go into the full story because I'm sure I've talked about it on the podcast before, but back in the day when I very first started coaching, I felt that deep need for more clients. And it got to the point where I'm going to use the word desperate, and I hate using that word now, but I was just in this place where I was thinking, I'm not a success, I'm not making enough money, I'm not good enough, people don't think I am a good enough coach or whatever, I need more clients or money or whatever it was. And actually, all I was telling myself was all of those things. All I was really saying was, I don't feel good enough. I don't feel successful enough. And I think success as a word, I think I need to do a whole podcast episode on what actually success means, because so often we see success purely in monetary terms. So if you are, maybe you've just started your career, maybe you're a student, maybe you're new in your business and you're thinking, I'm not successful because I'm only making 2k a month, £500 a month, whatever it is. It could be that you're saying, I'm not successful, I'm only making 20k a month. And you'd set yourself this goal of 100k a month. Doesn't matter the number, it's what it does to our emotions and it's what it does to our feelings. So in terms of success, it's how we feel about it. So going back to my original point, because I can feel myself going off on a success tangent, so I'm just going to pull myself back in. When we are focusing on needing something, all we're really sending out is the energy of, I don't have enough, I don't have enough to do this, I don't have enough clients, I don't have enough money to feel successful. And what comes right back? Lack, scarcity, not enough. So with this one, if you do want to manifest more money, the best thing you can do, the best thing you can do is stop feeling like you need it. And I know this feels like a really obvious thing to say, but one of the best tips I can give you right now on this podcast is to visualize already having it. Now, this does take a bit of practice. Particularly if you're listening to this and you feel like you're in quite a desperate situation, and I know that is for some people the reality. Honestly, the best thing you can do is sit in that feeling that it's going to be okay. You know, at the start of this episode when I was talking about the unexpected bill from unknown company that I'm not going to mention. And I said, I just knew it was going to be fine. I knew the money was going to come. Now, this for me is so much easier because I've practiced it, because I've used my formula and my techniques. If you are brand new to this, don't worry if it feels a little bit alien at first. It's a manifesting muscle, remember. It's like going to the gym. You start on the light weights and you work your way up, okay? So what I want you to do is, if you're feeling like you're in need of money to pay a bill or for some other reason, to feel successful even, what I want you to do is I want you to visualize having it. I want you to focus on the fact that it's already here, that you have it. And I want you to just tap into those emotions. Maybe it's pride, maybe it's a feeling of calmness, relaxation, whatever it is, tap into those feelings of already having it. Maybe this is a promotion. Maybe you need that promotion because it takes you to the next step in your career. Maybe it means you can train to the next level. Maybe it means that you physically just have more income. Imagine it's already here. Are you in a different office? If you're in your own business, what does your calendar look like? How does it look to be full of clients? What does your bank account look like? Literally visualize yourself checking your bank account and seeing the numbers you want. Because honestly, the more we focus on needing something, the more we block it. The more we focus on I need money, the more we get bills, or we get a lack of something, or it seems like sales start to dry up. So visualize the success. Visualize yourself having what you desire. Now, the third money mistake, right? Now, this is quite a big one, and bear with me on this because you might start and think, Victoria, I don't agree, but just be open-minded to this one. So the third money mistake that stops you from manifesting money, no matter how hard you're trying, is that you don't feel ready to be supported. Now, I work with a lot of female business owners. I work with a lot of coaches, consultants, people who have their own products and services. And I see a big trend, which I think is amazing. It's like the Beyonce trend, independent women. Women who are determined to make their own money. They don't want to be supported by a husband or a family member. They don't want to be given money. They want that feeling of satisfaction of having created something and having made something and having done it for themselves. And that is amazing. I love that. 100% love that. But what often comes along with that is a limiting belief, or is a secondary gain, if you like, for not having money, okay? So to clarify, this money mistake is this not feeling ready to be supported, okay? So imagine that any money that comes to you is someone or something supporting you. So the universe can be supporting you. Your clients can be supporting you. And obviously, you are giving them massive value back. So it is a mutual exchange. But it's all to do with how our brain sees it. So if you have set yourself this goal of, I'm a strong, independent woman. I feel like I'm quoting that bit in Friends where Chandler's listening to the hypnosis tape to stop smoking. Anyway, see, I've gone off on a tangent again. But if you are feeling like, I want to make my own money. I want to support myself. Maybe this is you saying you want to support your family. Maybe this is you feeling guilty. Maybe this is guilty for receiving. So maybe in the past you've been gifted things or supported, and whilst you were really grateful for it, maybe it brought up guilt. Maybe the block here is actually to do with comparing yourself to other people. So maybe you don't feel on a deep level that you're ready to receive money or receive abundance because you don't feel worthy. Maybe you look at your friends, your family members, and you see them working so hard, working beyond 9 to 5, working weekends, evenings, and not receiving abundance. And then maybe in your business, you have this opportunity to receive massive abundance, but you don't feel ready to be supported in that way because you don't feel it's fair. You don't feel that you should be able to live a freedom-based lifestyle, doing a job that you love and you adore, when other people you know aren't receiving that abundance, aren't receiving that amount of wealth, and they're working, in your eyes, harder than you, or they're sacrificing more than you are. So a massive block to manifestation is this feeling of not being ready to be supported. Whether this is by the universe, whether this is by family members who want to invest in your business to help you grow, whether this is even not, as strange as it sounds, whether this is even not feeling ready to be supported by your clients, feeling guilty charging, feeling guilty for asking people for energy in return for the energy that you give out. Because no matter whether you're in a 9-to-5, whether you are a coach, a consultant, whether you sell products, you are exchanging energy when there is a monetary transaction. There's quite a few other episodes I've done about this idea of money as energy or blocking it. So do go and have a check out. What sort of phrase is that, Victoria? Do go and check out some of my earlier episodes on this. But trust me when I say that not feeling ready to be supported or not feeling worthy of receiving money is a massive block to manifestation. And one of the simple ways that you can start to unravel this and start to see if this is something that might be affecting you is just ask yourself how you feel when you receive an unexpected gift. So maybe you've, gone to an event or you've seen some of your friends and one of them has bought you a gift completely out of the blue. How do you feel receiving that gift? Do you feel so excited, so grateful, so loved, so happy? Do you feel any panic? Do you start to think, oh my goodness, I didn't know we were giving gifts, I haven't got him or her anything? Do you start to think, this isn't fair, oh my goodness, I need to get her something? Or again, it could be him. What thoughts and feelings come up? And it can be a mixture of things. For a lot of people, they're like, oh wow, this is amazing, I've got this gift, I'm so grateful, I'm so lucky. And then the guilt kicks in. And then they're like, why didn't I think to buy her a gift? I'm not a good friend, I'm not this. I only got her this small gift and she's got me this massive gift. For any Big Bang Theory viewers of this podcast, no, you don't view this podcast, you know what I mean, anyone who watches the Big Bang Theory, there's an episode where Penny gets a signature, a gift for Sheldon that's a signature of Leonard Nimoy from Star Trek, nearly said Star Wars, no, Star Trek, and Sheldon knows that Penny's getting him a gift, but he doesn't know what it is, so he goes to this supermarket, to this shop and buys like 20 different options because he's like, I need to get the right level of gift. It needs to match Penny's gift. And when he opens it, he's so amazed and like in awe of this gift that he starts giving her all of the presents and like throwing them all at her because he just cannot believe what he's received. So my advice with this is to really work out what's going on in your head. How do you feel when you get money? How do you feel when someone buys one of your products? How do you feel when you talk about charging for your services? Maybe you're in a 9-to-5. How do you feel about the money you receive in your salary? If you went and asked for a promotion or a raise or to do some kind of extra responsibilities, how would that feel? Because it's so important to understand what's going on. Because if you don't feel ready to be supported by something else, then you are blocking your manifestations. So just to recap then, we've got those three big money mistakes that I see. Focusing on the how, feeling like you need the money, you need to manifest it, and then not being ready to be supported. Now, if you still feel like actually money is something that you want to change in your life, maybe you feel successful, but you want to take things to that next level. Maybe you're getting a good monthly income, but you want to be able to book first class train tickets. You want to have what I call fun money. You know, when you just have plenty of money, so all your bills are paid, you know everything's sorted, you've got some in savings, but that fun money where you can just go out and maybe go for a nice meal, book a spa, buy that makeup or that skincare product that you've been looking at. If that's you, then I have the perfect thing for you, but it's only available until the 20th of October. So when this episode goes out, you've probably got about 5, maybe just 6 days to get this, and it's 10-minute money manifestor. Now, this is a course I've created for people who are busy, but that want to manifest money and want to know the formula that I use, the one that I teach my one-to-one clients, and the one that gets people money results. So 10-minute money manifestor. I'm going to leave the links in the show notes if you're interested. Go and check out the page, find out a bit more about it. But the way I've designed it is you just need 10 minutes a day. It's a week-long course, but you can do it completely at your own pace. It's an online course, so when you purchase it, you get access to all of it. Now, each day, you watch the introductory video that's about 4 to 5 minutes long, so it's so specific, it's so straight to the point, and then you download the PDF, which is editable online, and you take the actions. So just 10 minutes a day for 1 week, and you get my full formula for manifesting money. And what's even better, it's available for just £44 at the moment, but it is only available until the 20th of October. So if you want to go and check this out, click the link in the show notes, or if you're following me on Instagram, you can click the link in my bio and find out all the information there. Now, if you're not sure if this is right for you, if you're not quite sure, you've got any questions, send me an email at victoria@victoriamaskell.com and I will get straight back to you. But I strongly urge, if you are wanting to manifest more money, if you want specific tips, my specific formula, then click the link, go and check out 10 Minute Money Manifestor and make some massive changes to your bank account. Right, that is the end of today's episode then. I hope you found this useful. I hope this has given you some ideas of how we could all be blocking money and how to actually change that. I'm going to be back very soon with another episode, so I will speak to you all very, very soon. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this content, I would so love it if you could leave me an iTunes review. You would totally make my day, and you'd help this podcast to reach other listeners just like you. And if you know someone who this content would help, then please share it with them. Share the love, share the positivity. I hope you all have a wonderful and prosperous day, and I will see you all in the next episode.